Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astral Mind 2012. What's up, Roy? On the air. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And we want to welcome again all our callers and listeners out there, and looking forward to another exciting night. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I just wanted to share a little bit about an experience I had with an individual that didn't know much about what we were talking about, soul collages, in the past. And I walked in on a friend, and he was cutting out magazines. And I simply asked him, I said, "Are you making soul collages?" And he said, "Yes." And he didn't, I don't think he really knew what that meant, or maybe he did, I don't know, but that was almost like synchronicity to me. What do you get from that?
Well, we know there's no such thing as coincidence. So, you know, somehow you were connecting with him, maybe telepathically. You know, you were thinking, you know, what he was thinking right at that time.
Mm-hmm.
We know that, you know, we can tap into that as long as we're at that right frequency or right vibration.
And do you believe that everyone has a psychic ability?
Oh, yeah. I mean, part of it is learning, you know, how to tap into that. Especially now that we're in 2012, we're getting into the, you know, latter part of 2012, and I think people are going to start seeing more and more of this connectivity, and they're going to be seeing a lot more spirits and things from other dimensions also.
Well, that's really cool. I think it'd be interesting to actually take some pictures of different things out of the ordinary, like kind of like with these ghost hunters, you know, like they take them on tours. So I was noticing that they were taking people on tours through Salt Lake City, different areas that were haunted. I think that's kind of interesting to me.
Yeah, I think as we get, you know, further into 2012, you know, a lot of these entities are going to be presenting themselves, plus, you know, a lot of the ETs are going to be making contact, plus we're going to see mystical things like, you know, unicorns and, you know, fairies, you know, all the things that people that were make-believe. You know, they're
going
to be real.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing is, will you be ready when this happens?
Well, I think that's where, like you say, our subconscious minds are going to open up, and we're going to start experiencing and seeing a lot more stuff.
I just wanted to share with you, I've been watching some videos about quantum jumping. And what that involves is, it's like a visualization where you can see your twin self and go into different dimensions and gather information from your twin self, you know, merge with that. And then thrust that into this reality. Take, for instance, if you were wanted to get information on, you know, how to be a mechanic or a carpenter or special trade, you know, you visualize that, you know, other self and get that information. you know, merge with that and bring that information into this reality. What do you feel about that, Agent?
Well, I think it's amazing what the mind can do and how it can travel and your spirit and everything like that. And I think for a lot of people that are kind of new to it, I think they should learn how to protect themselves first and learn how to visualize a force field around them to protect them so that they can come back into their body so they don't get lost in the astros, because I know there's a lot of people that don't have the cord or can't see the cord and end up getting lost in the astro.
You know, this is going to be interesting because, you know, we keep hearing you know, on the internet that, you know, things are supposed to start, you know, becoming more chaotic. You know, well, here's a good example, you know, what's going on in New York City right now. You know, they've been living in darkness, and some of these looters have been taking advantage of these people and taking, you know, their personal items or whatever they might have that's worth money, and people are doing everything to protect it. But I feel that we all have the ability to, you know, use, you know, our energy and put a, like, an energy field around us so that we can be protected from these people who want to do harm to us. And what's your feelings on that, Ethan?
Well, I'm a big believer when it comes to magic and protecting yourself, because it's, you know, it's all, we're all energy and we all have the ability to do certain things and venture off into many different kinds of dimensions and do different things like that with our minds.
See, a lot of people think that guns and bullets and knives and weapons are going to protect them. And, you know, they're going to find out that that's not the case.
No, it won't be. Not in the future. Shall we get to the callers?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get started.
Okay, let's start on the 714 area. You're on the air. Hello.
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 Oh, I was wondering, boy, you guys are really, really interesting. I mean, thank you for your show. I find it interesting every time I tune in. Thank you.
Again, we want to welcome you to our show, and we thank you, you know, for your nice comments, you know, about our show. And first of all,
yeah,
could you give it your first name and where you're from?
Oh, this is Lynn, and I'm calling from California.
Again, we welcome you to our show, and how can we help you tonight?
Yes, I was just wondering, in general, how my next, like, 6 months to a year will be. Is that too general?
Yeah, that's fine. Adrian, what are you getting?
Is it just general, you said?
Yeah, so like, especially because right now I'm in the middle of a lawsuit, and unfortunately I'm not working. I'm just kind of worried about that, actually. Am I going to go to work before the settlement is done?
I'm getting now that you're going to be seeing some money come from this. What exactly are you doing?
Actually, I have a lawyer that's actually doing all the work. I haven't been working for the last 3 weeks because one of my students put something in my coffee, and I got very ill. And I've been, I was in the hospital, and I was sick, and I'm recuperating. But physically, I'm getting better, but mentally, I'm just, like, really kind of paranoid, and I have a lot of anxiety because I don't know how the student is going to react to anything because the police did go to the school and interviewed all my students, and
Was this a prank, or was he deliberately trying to do harm to you?
I think it's probably a little bit of both. It's probably what I think is they gave me something so I could feel sick, so I could let them go home early. Maybe that's what the comment was around the school.
Mm-hmm.
That they're even saying that they poisoned me.
Did they find any kind of chemicals or anything?
Yeah. No, they were more concerned about my heart because they thought I had like a stroke or a heart attack or something.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting this student. Was there some kind of issue that you were having with this student? Was it something said or done that might have triggered this?
Oh, well, yes, because being a nursing instructor, I have to be strict because we have rules and regulations. And
right.
And some people just don't like the rules and regulations. And one of our policies is if you're late, you go home. We don't accept you, and he was late like many times, so I had to let him go home.
Yeah. So he didn't like that you were enforcing this,
the policy, yes.
School policy, yeah.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. And that was his way of getting even with you?
Probably, yes. And his classmates were in it, too.
So this was a group thing?
Yes.
Okay. And your lawsuit, is it based on that or just one certain individual?
It's actually against the school.
Okay. Because I'm getting that you're gonna win on this. And it's going to bring you, the money that you for the damages that they did,
Yeah, because I'm not working right now.
So it'll make up, for the money that you've lost, for not being at work,
Mm-hmm.
So, any time the wheel of fortune shows up, as long as it's turning in the right direction, you'll be making some money on this, and it's turning in the right direction for you.
Okay, because that's what I'm worried about.
The main thing is what my guides are telling me, that you have to be careful, because, not everybody is there for your, best, benefit, that there is people that will, that will bring harm to you if you're not careful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have to be really careful.
Sometimes we have to follow our intuition. And,
yes.
So that we can be protected, from that. Yeah. So, this is what my guides are telling me to let you know, don't leave yourself so open.
Yes.
To these people, yeah. Your mind's been sort of scattered right now. What's going on? What are you What have you been thinking about?
I've been thinking about, because these are nursing students, that I'm afraid that they don't have the heart to be in it.
Oh. Are they being trained properly?
Yes, we trained them properly, but I just don't feel that they have the heart to be a nurse. I feel they're just there because maybe they think they're going to have a good career. They're not putting their heart in their, you know, and that worries me because I don't want to be any part of something like that.
Right. Well, the main thing is what my guides are saying on that part is, you know, to make it more enjoyable, you know, so that they're, so, you know, they feel, you know, more important of being there, you know, by explaining to them, you know, the importance and everything, you know, of what you're doing, you know, what you're all doing and helping people. And the knowledge, you know, that they're getting, you know, from this. I think a lot of it is, people lose interest because it's sort of boring.
Yeah.
You have to keep it fun, you know, vibrant, you know, give them the energy that, you know, they can feel like what they're doing is, you know, they're on the right path.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this is, I just wanted to share something with you. Me and my son, Adrian, we're both entertainers also. We're both stage hypnotists. And when we're on stage, we could be in front of maybe 200-300 people. But all the time that we're on that stage, we have to keep our audience entertained, you know, keep them so that they don't lose interest.
That's true.
Yeah. Because once we lose them, then we sort of, you know, sort of lost the whole show because, you know, that's why they're paying to be there, you know, is for entertainment.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's very important. Right now it's saying that you have the abilities and, you know, and you can make, you know, the changes that you want. You just have to allow yourself to, you know, see yourself where you want to be and what you want to get accomplished and meeting the goals that you want to achieve.
Yes.
Okay. And okay. And where do you see yourself after you receive this money? Where are you going back to school, or are you gonna do something differently?
I was thinking about getting into for the past couple of weeks, because I have not been working, I've been looking into like maybe holistic nursing.
Oh, wonderful. So are you getting guidance to go into the more of the holistic medicine?
Yes, I'm going to take a couple of classes on holistic natural remedies. I'm going to take a class. I guess it's called Reiki.
Oh, Reiki.
Yes.
Reiki. Yeah. It's wonderful. Me and my son are both Reiki masters.
Yes.
And we've worked with Reiki energy. And it's wonderful energy. And I think it would be something you would enjoy.
Yeah, but will I be good at it? Because I've been a nurse for like 30 years. I don't know if I could do anything different, but I'm going to try to use that nursing also into the energy healing.
I don't know if you were listening to me earlier. I was mentioning about this quantum jumping. And what it is it's almost like a visualization in which you have to see your your twin self.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want you to do is visualize seeing your twin self, and your twin self is, you know, into, you know, the Reiki, you know, energy and learning all about, you know, being a Reiki master and doing all these things. And then
mm-hmm.
by visualizing, seeing your other self, you would merge with your other self and talk to your, you know, other self and get all this information. And then once you merge with your twin self, then you thrust into this reality and bring that information with you. And then you would, you know, have all the information that you would need to become a Reiki master. See, we can all do something that we, you know, or want to do. You know, we just have to, you know, trust in ourselves that we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you're never, you know, I told my son, you're never too old to learn. And
very true.
So, you know, if it's what you desire, if it's what you,
mm-hmm.
you know, you've been inspired to do, then and go for it.
Yes, I want to use my nursing background,
right.
You know, and try to put it together that way.
Yeah,
I think it'd be
interesting. That'd be wonderful. And and we do, you know, wish you the best on that, and I feel it would be
a good move
for you.
Thank you.
And we do have some other callers waiting on the line, and so we're going to go ahead and
thank you.
Go to the next car, and we thank you. And
okay, thank you.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Nathan?
Let's go to the 484 area. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Tiffany, and I'm calling from New York.
New York.
Yeah.
We just want to mention we've been, you know, listening to the news, and you know, we send our prayers and our blessings to the people of New York and hope that everything, you know, get better.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. How can we help you tonight?
I would like to know, what do you see coming in my relationship aspect here in the future?
Are you in a relationship right now?
We're kind of not seeing each other right now, but I'm hoping that will change. I'm hoping that he will come forward again.
Nathan, what do you get it?
I'm getting there's a barrier that's blocking him. Maybe you can look in the cards and see what that barrier is.
Okay.
Are you, when's the last time you've seen this person?
October 14th, the last time we saw each other.
So you haven't communicated since then?
Oh, we have communicated. The last time we've talked was Saturday.
Okay. What do you, on this relationship, how do you look at each other, you know, in this relationship? Are you more of friends, or does it go deeper than that?
We're friends, but we're also seeing each other and dating, and, you know, I have love for this man and stuff now, so, and he knows that.
Because I'm getting he looks at you more as a friend.
Okay.
Have you sat down and talked about, you know, your relationship as to where you want this to go?
No, not really, because he just kind of pulled away, and I said to him, you know, because I was having some insecurities about him and whether or not he was with an ex and ex-girlfriend and this and that, and he's just tired and tired of the bull crap that I've been giving him, so he pulled away.
So was that some of that jealousy?
Jealousy, insecurity on my part, and that was around October the 15th when I, well, no, October the 20th when I told him, I said, you know, I think you're back with your ex-girlfriend, and he said, no, I'm not. And I said, well, that's what I felt. And he said, well, your feeling was wrong, and I don't need this.
You know, this
and
is,
he,
I just wanted to share something with you. Have you ever heard of quantum jumping?
No.
What it is, you know, I was just watching a video not too long ago, and this guy explained, you know, how it works, especially for, you know, insecurity. And what he says that on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, where would your, how secure would you want, you know, any relationship? You know, 10 being the highest.
I don't know.
I mean, how important is security to you?
Right. I mean, I am to blame for this relationship kind of being in a ditch, but I'm hoping that with me, I mean, I pulled back from this man, and I'm not going to be calling him or asking him out anymore or bothering with him. And I'm hoping by me pulling back that he will have time to think and realize, you know what, I really miss her. I miss her calling me. I miss her texting me. I miss seeing her. And I want to see her again. And I'm hoping that that's what happens. But I don't know if that's going to happen.
You know, in this video that this person made, he says that in order to bring the kind of security into your relationship, that what you have to do is you have to see your other self and whatever, you know, they're having, you know, with him, but in another reality. And if they're getting all the security that they want, then you have to, you know, quantum jump into this reality with that, you know, security, with that information. Once you do, then it's going to change your way of thinking so that you can bring that energy up. And when you talk to your, the person that you're in a relationship with, they're going to feel that energy and they're going to, you know, become a lot closer to you. So a lot of it has to do with our way of thinking.
Do you feel like this man is going to come back to me if I just leave him alone for a little bit?
Did you repeat that? I lost.
What's that?
Hello.
I'm here. Hello?
Okay. was losing you for some reason.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. I asked, by me pulling away and not bothering with him, do you see him in the next week or two coming forward and missing me?
Well, what I'm getting is it's going to be sort of difficult for him unless he could see that you've made a change. And
okay.
What do you feel you would have to change? In order for him to, you know, so that this relationship could start moving forward.
Yeah, because in the past he told me that he wanted more from me. He would like more. So I know he wants to be more than friends. I mean, we've already crossed that line.
Right.
So I'm asking you, do you see a future with me and this man?
You can have a future with him, but a lot of it has to be, you have to look at it in a different way than you can.
There has to be balance.
There has to be balance.
Well, right, because I was doing all the texting, I was doing all the calling, I was doing all of asking him out on dates, and I can't keep doing that.
Because there was no balance. That's why you felt like you were just wasting your energy.
Right, because here I am, you know, he's over there doing nothing. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I got to do something. I got to text him, see if he wants to go out to the movies this weekend. And his answer is, I don't know yet. So that
and that can be very draining, you know.
And that also tells me when he says, I don't know yet. The Y-E-T, that means that he's still thinking. He could have said no, or he could have said, I don't know. But him just saying, I don't know yet, means he's still processing and seeing if he can come up with an answer whether or not he wants to date me or not. Because that's my gut feeling on it, when he says, I don't know yet.
Well, you know, when I used to ask my dad something when I was younger, he used to say maybe, and I used to always know that was a yes.
Well, this
so
man
people respond
says,
differently. So
this man
even though
says,
they're saying one thing, it doesn't mean they're not saying another.
Right, and this man is always saying, you know, like I would tell him, listen, I would like to spend some quality time with you this weekend, and I'm hoping that I can see you. And he said, I'll see.
You hear that?
Or he'll say, I don't know yet.
You're coming in kind of muffled. We couldn't hear you.
Okay.
What
Hello?
I'm saying is, I'm here. What I'm saying is, he says, I don't know yet, or I'll see. And so that's where we're at. So, like I said, I decided, because it is very draining, like you said, to pull back my energy, to kind of let him sit over there for a while and see what he does. You know what I mean? Because the ball's in his court.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point...
Well, regardless of what he says, I think there should still be some balance, you know?
Well, that's what I mean. So the way to make it balanced is pulling back my energy. So I'm not the one always texting, always asking, always this, always that, always initiating, always.
Exactly.
So if I pull back my energy, that means the seesaw is on an even base. He's not talking to me.
Exactly.
I'm not talking to him. So what is he going to do? That's what I'm asking you now that. Now that the seesaw is even, I haven't talked to him since Saturday. I didn't text him at all today. So it's on an even base.
Do you see him mm-hmm. reaching out and texting me or getting in touch with me?
Well, you have to ask yourself, do you see him doing that? Do you attract him doing that?
Sometimes I get a vision in my head and I actually see his text message with his name come up saying hi. Like, I see that in my head right now. Like, I can see that on my phone. Mm-hmm. I can see his name with hi. So I don't know if that's something that's going to be coming in the future.
So that's something that could be coming in the future, or that could be something that he is actually saying to you right now that
and,
you're picking
right,
up,
and,
you know, telepathy.
And the other, right, and the other issue is, I want to touch base with you, is 2 weeks ago when we had our little argument where I was accusing him of seeing his ex-girlfriend, which he wasn't doing, it was just my insecurities. That
mm-hmm.
night I went to bed. And that same night, I dreamt a dream. And when I dream something, it comes true. I have premonition dreams. The dream was I went into the furniture store where he works at. I go in there every week to make a payment. And there he is standing. I go into the store, and there's another man, worker, standing there, a black man. And there's another man that's heavy set. He's a white man. He's standing there, too. But they're behind the counter. And when I go in to make my payment, all of a sudden Dan comes out of nowhere from the counter and comes up to me and just kisses me. Just boom, right there he is. And it comes out of nowhere. I didn't see it coming. And I was like, wow. And I woke up and I thought, wow, this really happened. But it hasn't happened yet. So is that something that is going to happen?
I'm getting a yes, aren't you, Roy?
Yes.
Premonitions.
So is this guy going to kiss me in the store?
Yes. Just the way you see it.
I mean, but why? Because he misses me so much? Because he can't control himself?
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you know when this is going to happen? I know he has a red shirt on. He's going to be wearing a red shirt, and that's part of his uniform, either a red or blue shirt. But I see him that day with a red shirt on, and the two co-workers, the black guy and the white heavyset man, are just standing there with their mouth hanging open because they cannot believe that Dan is going to do this, that Dan does this. But they know that I've been seeing him, so they're not going to be like, he's not going to be in trouble. They're just going to be like, oh, I can't believe he did that. So, I mean, I don't understand, when is this going to happen?
Well, I feel it's going to happen really soon. Are you getting vivid visions about this?
No, I had a dream. I had a dream right after we had the argument.
I mean, are they
repeating
dreams?
No, but it felt so, like, I woke up that day and it felt so good. I felt on top of the world, even though he wasn't here with me. And even though we had that disagreement, it just felt like
uh-huh.
I was in heaven. Like, it really, really, really happened to me. Like, it really, really did.
Sounds like
that person, your soulmate?
Twin flame.
Or twin flame?
I don't know. I don't know if he is, this damn
because
Daniel.
You keep reading his mind.
I don't think he's a soulmate. I think he's a twin flame.
But what I'm saying is he pulled away, so is he going to come back into the picture? Is he coming back?
Well, they always come back.
But I feel
because
like in my gut...
Because he has a contract with you.
Okay, in my gut right now, in my gut, I feel like he's going to come back to my door. He's not even going to waste time on the phone. He's going to come to my door and want to talk to me and say... I want this relationship. I want to be with you and, like, shock the heck out of me. I feel it in my gut, like probably, like I'm getting the number 2, so maybe 2 weeks.
I'm feeling that because you're with mental telepathy, you're reading it much.
And you're always supposed to listen to your gut feeling.
Well, do you guys feel like he's going to come to my door in 2 weeks and say, I want a relationship with you?
What are you getting, Nathan?
Yeah, I'm getting, she's hitting a nail on the head. Sounds like you're pretty psychic yourself.
Oh, I am. I can pick up his smell. An ex-boyfriend of mine from the past, man, I would go outside, take my dog for a walk. This was a year ago with another ex-boyfriend of mine. I would take my dog for a walk, and I would say, oh, man, I smell him. I can smell it. I would come in the house within 3 hours. That man was at my door, my old ex-boyfriend. I could pick up cigarette smoke in my house. I could pick up cigarette smoke in my house, and I don't smoke, and boom, he was at my door within 3 hours. Now, with Daniel, what I'm feeling is I'm getting the number two, I guess 2 weeks, and he is going to come to my door. He's not going to play around with the phone or texting or none of that. He's going to come to the door, and he's going to say, I want to be with you. I want a relationship. And it's going to shock the heck out of me because I'm not, the way that he's been acting shows me that he doesn't want a relationship.
Well, like, you heard the saying.
That's cool.
Be careful what you wish for, because you'll get it.
So, do you guys feel like he's going to want a relationship? Am I right?
This is going to be long term.
Long term.
And I feel like you can visualize, like, he's, you know how to bring it in, you know, it manifests, you know.
Okay.
You have a lot of enthusiasm. You're very determined. I can hear it in your voice, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just, you know, my gut is telling me to go cold turkey on him. Don't text him. Don't bug him. Don't ask him out no more. Just shut it down. Shut down the factory. And is that going to throw him into panic mode? And he's going to come here.
That'll throw him into a limbo.
Like, whoa, I'm losing her.
Exactly.
She don't want me no more. And on Facebook, he's my friend on Facebook, guess what I put up for my relationship status? I put, I'm single now. I'm single. Because he's not making no commitment. He's not saying we're in a relationship. So you know what? I put out that I'm single. So let him process that. Because that's what I am. I'm single. You're not here. You're not helping me with anything. You're not being the man in my life. So why should I pretend that I'm in a relationship with you when I'm not? He has to step up to the plate here. And I don't know if he's ready to do that with me.
Well, the whole thing of it is you can't wait around waiting for him to do it for you either.
Right. But I am getting the number two, whatever that means.
I always tell my son, either you shit or you get off the bus.
That's it. That's right.
That's very true.
Do you guys see him coming and wanting to be with me?
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
As long as you keep seeing that happen, it's
going to
happen.
Well, you can do better than that.
And then I had a vision. I had an actual vision of this man with a moving box and I don't know if he's going to be moving in here.
Is this what you want?
Sure.
Okay, so, like I